This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM channel 371.
We got the Hounds, we got Ryan, we got Otto. That's the lineup here in the Queen City.
We got two basketball games last night. Home teams both win.
Yeah, how about that?
Clemson comes from behind to beat Wake Forest at Little John. Hunter Tyson, career high for them last night, 21 points.
He went crazy, man.
He did go crazy in the second half. And Duke scored early and often in beating Miami last night.
Another 30-point win for the Blue Devils. We'll get into the hoops last night. Obviously, the big news today for us and for the league and for fans and everything else will be the ACC football schedule release, which will happen around 9 a.m. this morning.
Just we are going to do that, right?
The heads up. We are definitely doing that. Okay. Every team in the league will get equal distribution in terms of here's who you're playing, what we think, and then, of course, we'll have some fun with the other issues regarding the schedule. But all that will be during the power hour beginning at 9 a.m.
And it's incumbent upon us between now and 9 not to let any of this out.
I can't speak for you. I cannot speak for you.
Cannot let any of this material that sits right here become public.
There have been a lot of people that have tried to figure out the code.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I'm like, I can't tell you.
That's right. They sure have.
Love you, but I can't tell you.
Can't do it.
But we will at 9 a.m. this morning. All right?
There's some people who don't think we're capable of doing it. They think we'll screw it up.
I totally expect that.
That we'll screw it up?
Certainly. What could possibly go wrong with 14 teams and one open date and 12 teams and non-conference and schedules with conference members and everything else?
Just be glad this is a 13-week schedule and not a 14-week schedule.
Right. We had the double bye this past season, the longest college football season ever. Only a single bye for the upcoming 2020 season. So there you go. All right. We'll get into all that, though, at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
All right. And as I teased yesterday, I find there to be some very fascinating early matchups. Really interesting.
We're not supposed to talk about it till 9.
I didn't say a single team, did I?
No, but we can't talk about this at all till 9.
Well, sure we can. We teased it all week.
No, I know that, but we're...
I just gave you a tease. Okay. I didn't mention any team.
All right. Okay. Got it. I want to make sure we do it right and by the rules.
Well, I will tell you this. Here's what I will tell you.
You've not been one to hang to the rules.
I mean, what are you talking about? I'm not on probation yet. Maybe in-house, but not out of house.
Yeah.
There are 6 games with Notre Dame.
Here we go.
That's it. That's all I'm telling you. That's it. All right, hoops. You mentioned home teams actually won last night.
Yeah, both games. We got a huge schedule tonight, by the way.
Yeah, there's 4 tonight.
4 big games tonight.
All right, let's go backwards. We know Duke beat the living daylights out of Miami, right?
Sure.
Again, second time this year.
Yes.
Matthew Hurt goes for what, 22? Mm-hmm. I think that's the last number I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him against Boston College, thought he was sensational. He was very good again last night, but the ball game got sideways early. And look, I know Miami's not Miami of a couple of years ago, but – Duke just clamped it down again. I mean, they forced Miami into bad shots. Chris Likes had to work to get everything. It's the old Duke story. It's funny because I don't know if you saw the interview over the weekend with Coach Krzyzewski and Jay Billis, where Jay said, you know, you've referred to this team as kind of old school. What is old school? And he talked about everything being principally established at the defensive end and then being much more collaborative on the offensive end, things like that. Look, Duke's got a great guard in Jones. They got a great big in Carey, and they have got incredibly capable wings. And Hurt's just the latest. Joey Baker falls in that category. But Pack, here's what's old school about this Duke team for me. When they want to stop you, they will stop you. And they're pretty good at it.
Well, the overplaying man-to-man, which has always been a staple of Duke basketball back when they were brilliant in the, you know, 80s, 90s, and so forth. Again, they've been good for 4 decades plus. You kind of see more of that this season. But when they make the 3, Wes, watch out.
Yeah.
And they made 9 in the first half, and they jumped out to a 24-6 lead, and that thing was over in a hurry.
Yeah.
And whoa.
There's your guy.
There's my guy right there. And I told you he's my favorite player in the league. I told you he's my favorite player in the league.
Cassius Stanley.
He, this is the second time I've seen him dunk a ball with his knees. Because that thing right there was illegal. He looked like he came in on one of those jump tram things, right? Choom. Dude, can he get up or can he get up?
You see this right here on the screen? Two meetings this year, Miami's had 121 points total. Duke scored 110 in the paint.
Yeah, that's probably not a good sign for Jim Larranetta.
184 total. 57% from the floor in two games, but Miami, 35.
Here's something else that happened last night that you don't see very often. You got a 30-point win for one team. The team that won by 30 shot 9 less free throws and committed 10 more fouls. I will run that one by you again. The
right.
team that won by 30 shot 9 less free throws
right.
and committed 10 more fouls. That is an ACC index tidbit for you for the day. And there was some major movement in the infamous ACC index at the top.
Really?
With that game.
Well, because then Duke lost its number one spot.
It did.
Okay.
It did.
Who's number one now?
Free throw attempt, in terms of in ACC games only, you've got Virginia Tech and Pitt at the top.
Wow.
Duke was number one. They were no longer.
Wow.
Syracuse is next, by the way. So your top three in the league
okay.
to the positive in terms of more free throw attempts is mm-hmm. Virginia Tech, Pitt, and Syracuse. The negative side to that, Wes, mm-hmm. for the infamous ACC index card, Georgia Tech, NC State, Florida State are the three on the other end of the spectrum. Georgia Tech's at the very bottom.
Florida State down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Leonard's going to hit you with waves, man. They're just going to defend you like crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The win last night, by the way, by Duke establishes their lock on third. They are a complete game ahead now of NC State at 5-3, Duke at 6-2, and that's a game back in the loss column of Florida State and Louisville. And Florida State has the week off, by the way. They don't play until Saturday. And of course, you're looking at Louisville, who plays tonight against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, MJ Walker will join us, by the way, speaking of Florida State.
That's right.
Around 8:30 mm-hmm. this morning. Yep. And from a ladies' perspective, Wes Moore, who's done a brilliant job at NC State.
Tell that.
He will join us at 8 a.m. So those mm-hmm. will be our guests today. And then, of course, 9 a.m. is all exclusively about the ACC football season coming up in 2020 and the schedule. So that's what we'll do. We'll take calls, too, at 844.
Not until 9 ACC o'clock. We're not talking a football schedule until 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, we can't. I mean, I just gave you one tidbit, and that's all we're doing. That's it.
Okay.
Clemson beats Wake last night. The Deacs were up 10 on the road in Little John.
Right.
And then they just couldn't throw it in the ocean down the stretch. They made two shots the last 9 minutes. And speaking of not being able to throw it in the ocean, you were talking about terrible free throw shooting.
Clemson at one point last night.
1 of 10 during the game. They were 1 of stinking 10. Now
down the stretch, they hit a couple.
They made 5 of 7 or something like that down the stretch.
But they were 1 for 10. The pandemic of free throw shooting, pandemic of free throw shooting continues.
I mean,
Clemson lost a game the other day, 9 of 23 at the free throw line.
Right, but they lost by 6, and they were 9 of 23 against NC State. They ended up going 7 of 18 from the line last night and won the game. Now the boys are giving us a hard time about free throw shooting. I can guarantee you, you could pump in crowd noise of 150,000 people. I'd make 1 of 10. I'm just telling you that right now. I'd make 1 of 10 left-handed, I think. You can pump in all the noise you want. Wes, I watched the game last night, and it just got to be almost comical. It's like, oh, well, you know, this isn't going in. Doink, doink. And Wake really played well for about 30 minutes.
Front rim misses, too.
Bad. It was just bad. But Brad Brunell's kids now, they're grinding. They're down 10 there and can't make a free throw, and they are still finding ways to win. And because of the W last night, Clemson, listen to this one though. Because of the win last night, Wes.
Yeah.
Clemson basketball has beaten Wake Forest, Duke, NC State, North Carolina, all in the same year for the first time since the 1995-96 season.
That was Greg Buckner, Boogie McIntyre.
Who knew? The Kings of Tobacco Road were in the upstate of South Carolina
mm-hmm.
and hoops. Football, yeah, we get that. Hoops, come on.
How about that, huh?
That makes no sense at
Load
all.
Load that one up for you.
I was sitting there watching that thing last night, and this guy, Hunter Tyson,
sure,
goes nuts.
Yeah, he did.
He's dunking it. He's making threes. free throws. That was a good win for Clemson, coming down from 10 at home.
Oh, yeah.
They're now part of the 4-4 glob with Virginia, if I'm not mistaken.
They are, and both Virginia Tech and Syracuse play tonight, as do BC and Pitt, which means we're going to get a little more resolve to the glob, but not a lot.
Yeah, BC Pitt winner joins the 4-4 club.
Yeah. And then you've got Virginia Tech host Carolina tonight on the ACC network at 8 o'clock.
Right. Heels looking for their first win this decade.
That's right. And then you have the scenario playing out where Syracuse is at Notre Dame. Buddy Boeheim was with us yesterday.
He was really good, by the way.
Absolutely.
He caught the interview. And I mentioned this when it happened, which was on a Saturday. But the first go-around of Syracuse and Notre Dame was a not good, great game.
Yeah, it might be one of the best in the league this year.
It may be the best game I've seen this year in the league. Mm-hmm. And both of them were lighting it up like a Christmas tree. They were making everything. 33s were made. So if you're watching the game tonight, if it's nearly half as good as the first go-around, you should be highly entertained because they both were lighting it up. It was good. Yeah. It was fun.
I think tonight we get a little bit Virginia Tech, Carolina tonight. By the way, Dave O'Brien and Corey Alexander and Katie George will be at the Castle.
The coveted invite.
Yeah. That game tonight, pretty big. It's a pretty big game tonight. You think about kind of
– Well, North Carolina needs to win a game.
Well, there's no doubt
about
that.
And the Hokies are coming off a disappointing home loss to Syracuse.
Right. That's what I mean. Virginia Tech, for all the good work they've done – you know, losing to Syracuse at home and things of that nature.
Cuse is hot, though.
Cuse is hot. Macri. And a chance to double down tonight at Notre Dame, by the way. 5-3 with Pittsburgh calling on Saturday. Pittsburgh wins tonight. They're 4-4. And then all of a sudden, here's the thing I'd be concerned about. If I'm Notre Dame, if I'm Miami, if I'm Wake Forest, if I'm Carolina, you got Georgia Tech at Louisville tonight, but Pitt and BC, you know, they find ways to get wins. All of a sudden, they're starting to separate themselves. They're moving up, and you're trailing it in the win column a game or two.
Well, let's
and
be
I know
honest.
It's still January, but the math on this kind of kicks in at some point.
Let's be honest. When we do accounting, which we've both kind of cringe, but it's fun to cringe because you know how hard and impossible it was.
Right.
I didn't think it was that bad doing accounting this week. I think you're starting to see separation.
Yeah, but the bottom part of this
is a mess.
You want to try and stay as close to that group as you can. By the way, I think before we go to break here, there's some people on social media already quite concerned.
About what?
About us doing this thing at 9 o'clock.
Hey, this is show 104.
At Uprise Knoll, strike up the band. What are the chances y'all screw this up tomorrow morning, like releasing next year's basketball schedule instead?
No confidence. We are trained professionals. Sort of.
There it is.
Speaking of Florida State, man, Mike Norvell is going to be with us tomorrow.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
It is a Wednesday. It's an exciting Wednesday. Because roughly 4 hours ago, somebody in Bangladesh was using my American Express card. Wes, I go up to walk the hounds at 3:30 in the morning, and I hear this doop 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 doop. AccuWeather forecast on my phone. American Express. Wanna know if I made a purchase in Bangladesh? No, didn't quite make that trip. Golly, what a day already!
Lots of money involved in that.
Not huge, but just enough to cause a problem. If that makes any sense,
Mrs. P.
Sound
making
asleep.
A mail order.
No,
deals.
This is some dude that got the correct numbers.
Chester and Fuller.
No, the hounds are with me. I saw their paws at all times. So how about that? Getting ripped off already. But at 9 a.m., we will be all over it with football. All right, let's go hoops a little bit.
Sure.
Home court advantages. All right, I started messing around with numbers, Wes.
Oh, boy.
Well, no. We'll be okay here.
When I mess around with numbers, it's trouble.
I like doing this kind of goofy stuff.
Okay.
We know about blue bloods in this league, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that Duke and Cameron, great spot. Deanie Smith Center, great teams, great spot. Virginia, as of late, tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 years prior to this season, those three teams, Duke was 45-4, North Carolina was 42-5, Virginia 43-6. Incredibly impressive, right? There they go. That's their home record, the Blue Bloods.
That's bananas.
I mean, that's strong, right?
Yeah.
So you add them all up, Wes, that's 15 home losses amongst those Blue Bloods. 15. Right. When Virginia got knocked off the other day, Duke is now 9-2 at home this year. North Carolina is 4-5 this year. The Hoos are 8-3. That's 10 losses of the Blue Bloods this year. We're not even to February. 10 home losses amongst the Blue Bloods. They only lost 15 times total for 3 years leading into the season. Huh. Now, I mean, those numbers don't lie.
No.
All right? So it led me to the question, hey, we know about Cameron. We know about the Smith Center. And it rocks at Charlottesville because they're so good. Play sure. Great D. But, you know, old Florida State, our man then Leonard Hamilton down there in Tallahassee.
That's a tough spot.
All they do is win, man.
They've changed that building around, renovated the interior of the building, put the seats closer to the floor, put some digital in there. Back, I want to tell you, the pitch of the seats, when it's full, it seems like they're just walls of people at the Tucker Center. And by the way, they're pretty good.
Well, you see, they've lost 3 of their last 60.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just pose a question to you and our listeners and viewers. When it comes to hoops, I'm not talking football. We know the answer to football.
Right.
When it comes to hoops, who has the best home court advantage
right
in
now.
This league?
Right now? Those guys.
We're going to roll it out there tomorrow. Where's the place you don't want to play? And you know what? Louisville's not bad either.
No. Louisville? No, I'll say this. The problem... It's not a problem. It's just the two sides of the street. One side of the street is Cameron, which is a sub 9,000 seat building, which is loud. Cameron's loud, whether it's, you know, Miami last night or Delta State or Ferris State or whoever they play in an exhibition game, right? Because Cameron just, the noise carries in Cameron.
It's a perfectly acoustic
right.
animal is what that thing is.
That's it. Like old Reynolds Coliseum.
Oh, I loved it.
Like old Carmichael Auditorium.
Right.
Same type deal. The old Coliseum in Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
When Skip Brown and Jerry Schellenberg and those cats
yep.
used to roll.
Billy Packer was an assistant. Jack McCluskey.
Jack McCluskey.
Neil Johnson.
That's it.
Carl Tasey.
Of the bigger buildings
Bob
right
Stack.
Now. Yeah, Bob Stack. Mark Freidinger, our buddy Mark Freidinger was on that stage.
Right.
Of the buildings now, the bigger buildings, I would tell you Louisville and Tallahassee are the toughest places.
Is it because of the team or the building? Or both?
Sure, it's both. Absolutely. I mean, you can have as big a building as you want. If your team's not good, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But I think Tallahassee is one of those places that just gets left kind of out of the conversation altogether.
Like Leonard's program a lot of times, and we start talking Blue Bloods and people start talking
Absolutely.
ACC from a national perspective.
No doubt. I mean, there. If you asked a college basketball fan right now, name me five or six teams in this country have a great home court advantage, this is not going to be listed as one of them.
That's exactly right.
But you get in that building and you stand on the floor when it's full and the wall of the people going up both sides, and it's a little deeper pitch in the end zone. But I will say this, when they get going, shoot, and they have really, really, and, you know, to be honest with you, Stan Wilcox and certainly now the administration down there with David Coburn, they have done a really good job of renovating the underside of that arena, the locker rooms, the amenities, all the things that go on, in addition to the things they've done that you can see, scoreboards and digital and seats and all those type deals too.
And by the way, Louisville is 10-1 at home this year. Their only loss was to Florida State.
Yeah.
They had won 46 of 57 in the 3 years prior. So, I mean, you start adding up the numbers, and again, these are all teams playing people, right? This is not we're loading up on 25 cupcakes and it just looks good. No, you got to play people in this league.
The other thing I would tell you is this. If you're going to get out of – if you're an ACC traditionalist, I would tell you you should go to Louisville and you should go to Tallahassee. If you've been to Virginia, and let's say you're a Duke fan, you've been to State, you've been to Carolina. By the way, the Castle, where Carolina plays tonight, let Mike Young's team start throwing in threes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
that place will be up for grabs. And Duke can tell you about that. They lost there last year.
And, of course, the Carrier Dome, the Dome, legendary place to watch a game.
Yeah.
A totally different place to watch a game.
Yeah, I think what's going to be interesting at the Carrier Dome is at the close of basketball season this year, the renovation project ramps up big time. I mean, warp speed stuff. What will that building be like after they finish some of the interior things they're going to do in addition to what they're going to do on the outside of it as well? Building opened in 1980. It's a 40-year-old building.
Right.
It has held its age very nicely. But the idea of what that building can become with some of the improvements I know that John Waldhack and the city and the board of trustees at Syracuse want to make, I'll be very – that center-hanging scoreboard is the most fascinating thing, at least from my perspective there.
And one other that should be mentioned – because the program is coming back, and when it was absolutely full tilt, it was a great place for a game, the Oakland Zoo in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Jeff's building that thing back up.
Hard for us to speak to it as ACC members.
Right.
Because, look, Jamie Dixon's team came into this league with great reputation for what they had done in the Big East, but it never quite hit the speed slot,
right,
if you will, in the ACC under his watch. And
right,
then – the Kevin Stallings administration, forgettable at best. And now it looks like Jeff Capel's on the way.
So, with that said, we will pose this question to ACC basketball fans.
I think this is about taste, though. That's the other part about this.
Well, that's why I think you can get multiple opinions on this. And again, the numbers don't lie either. I mean, you can say, man, one place is hard to play. Well, yeah, guess what? Well, how come you're 7-5, right?
Yeah.
But, man, alive, you got so many to choose from in this league. But I do think it's startling, the blue blood number, when you throw in Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia in their dominance at home over that three-year span, only losing 15 games. But yet this year combined, they've lost 10 at home. That's telling.
All right, we'll take your calls on that, 844-SAY-ACCN. Maybe it's a bucket list thing for you, too. You're accustomed to going. Maybe you live in the Triangle of North Carolina. You live in Virginia. You've been to places maybe throughout the league, but where do you want to go and what concerns you? Let's say if you're a Virginia fan, your team goes on the road, Virginia Tech fan. Where's the one place you're really worried when your team travels?
One other thing, too, and I know we had Chris Mack on the show yesterday, the head coach at Louisville. And yesterday afternoon, they unveiled their new locker rooms. Did you see that? They are awesome. I wish we knew that prior to Coach coming on, because maybe he wouldn't have told us. That might have been kind of like us with the football schedules. Can't tell you anything. But if you haven't seen the video of their new locker rooms, they are tremendous. Big time.
I'm telling you, it's about a lot of things these days.
You know, we've bragged about Georgia Tech with the 404 brand and all that stuff, and Jeff Collins is going to join us here on Friday.
Yeah.
But Louisville's branding, I think, from a basketball perspective, has been great. The old Dunkin' Cardinal logo. What they've done with the building you talked about, it almost kind of feels like an NBA environment when you walk into their joint, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And to a degree, Tallahassee feels that way too.
A little bit. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, Louisville, they got a lot of things going on at Yum Center now.
Yeah, it's
a great building.
It's a happening spot for a game, no question.
When we come back, your calls on this, 844-SAY-ACCN, and 21st century, friends.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
You are 90 minutes away from the exclusive unveiling of the 2020 ACC football schedule. You keep thinking I'm going to let one out, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I promise you, I will bet you a year's salary to a donut that I'll get you to 9 o'clock.
Can I tell you, Angela's with us this morning with Drew and Josh and everybody else. Can I tell you that Chester and Fuller are all hyped up about the football schedule this morning? Yeah.
They've been busy.
By the way, that is an excellent question to ask on the screen. Look at Fuller and Chester.
Yeah they've been sniffing frauds since 3:30.
Is that right?
That's what it is.
Yes, that it.
They've been hunting down frauds, people using my American Express card.
844-SAY-ACCN is the number. And did you see the graphic they just put on the screen?
And you know what? Nobody has faith in us. Years.
Nobody has faith in you.
Wait a minute. For years and years and years.
There it is. Coming up. Will Mark ruin the schedule?
Let me tell you something. If I had a dollar for everybody that said, hey, Pat.
Man, can I get a screenshot of that, please?
Hey, Pat, tell me, hey, we got any home games? Hey, Duke, we got any home games in September? Yeah, you do. I'm not telling you who they are. Do they? No, just kidding. There, when we let loose that we got inside information, people were all, I can't speak for you, but they were all over me. Pack, come on, man. It's not going to hurt anything. I won't tell anybody.
Did you say home games in September?
Yes. They got home games in September.
Yeah, they got home games.
Got it memorized.
Do you?
Just about.
Attaboy. Let it go.
But we will keep it under lock and key, I promise, till 9 a.m.
Lot riding on this, Packer. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-SAY-ACCN, the ACC's best home court basketball advantage. Bruce in South Carolina. Good morning, Bruce.
This is old time, even before Mark's time, but the old Fike Fieldhouse.
Wait a minute. I just want to go on record, and when people are watching, just going, why are these idiots laughing? I swear to God, the boys told us in our ear, all right, we're going to come back, we'll take some phone calls. Bruce in South Carolina is your first call. I said, and Wes, if I'm lying, I will resign from ESPN and SiriusXM. I said, watch Bruce say Fike Fieldhouse. Am I right?
Yes, you said.
I swear to God, I said that.
Oh, you said, Bruce is going to say Fike Fieldhouse. Attaboy, Bruce.
And I don't know Bruce.
I don't either.
I had no idea what he was going to talk about.
Is he going to talk about Choppy Patterson and Butch Zataslo?
I was down there ragging your old man, Billy Packer, at the Fike Fieldhouse.
Golly.
That's scary. That's as scary as you get your 3:30 wake-up call and
Bruce,
some dude in Bangladesh is loaded up on your American Express card.
Bruce, go ahead. Tell us about Fike Fieldhouse.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
He doesn't talk.
For my next call, I predict. I mean, that is eerie. That is absolutely frightening.
Where was the Fike Fieldhouse?
Right there on campus.
Well, but where on campus?
It's about.
The only building I remember is a little.
It's about a flip wedge from Death Valley, from the Rock.
So going back up the hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, Billy used to tell me stories that Bones and Lenny Chapel and all them 100 years ago, they would stay at the old Clemson house.
That's correct.
This is why we always laugh about the Clemson house.
Yes.
He said they would get dressed and walk down the hill to Fike and play the game. And that the fans were so close to the seats. I mean, the seats were so close to the bench that literally you could tap the guy right on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And Billy said it was just a pit.
Again, we're going to tell you some things from time to time about the league. For instance, if you go to a game, and I don't know how this works now. I mean, you know, given campuses and all sorts of different things. One of the coolest things you could do is if you go to, let's say you're going to a football game in Chapel Hill, and you're a fan of ACC basketball and you happen to be there for a football weekend, you ought to walk over to Carmichael Auditorium.
No question.
You ought to walk in the building. Now, it's different than it was in the 70s and 60s when it opened, certainly in the middle 80s when they closed it. But you get a real feel for what that building is.
Well, for example, when you and I went up to Syracuse in November, right? And I had not been – I've been to Syracuse 100 times first out of school. But right. I knew about the Dome. But Manly Fieldhouse, I'd never been in Manly Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
And we walked in it.
And now it's like an indoor workout facility.
Right. And so we walked into Manly, and I had never been in it. And I was like, oh, my God. The stories this place could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But that is part of the cool thing for the for places that still have the old joint hanging there. Well, and that's why we were kind of melancholy about U-Haul getting torn down at University of Virginia. And that's why we've got the brick behind us, because that was another old-school, legendary spot to watch games.
Well, not only University Hall. At University of Virginia, you can still go into Memorial Gymnasium, which is where the great Buzzy Wilkerson played his games at the University of Virginia. Back in the early stages of the ACC.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Woolen Gym's been renovated on campus at Carmichael, but I mean at Chapel Hill, but you can still go into Woolen Gym, which Carmichael was built kind of connected to.
And I told you I had not been back to Reynolds since they renovated, and I've heard it's fantastic.
It's to the point where you should definitely go, because I only walked in there for like 5 minutes. I haven't walked through the building, what they've done there is spectacular.
Maybe Boo Corgan will roll out a carpet and invite us over there to see that. Shoot, we're going to talk to Wes Moore coming up here at the top of the hour.
Well, maybe we'll ask him.
Yeah. That'd be a perfect guy to ask.
Yeah, because he's got all about it. I mean, that's the cool thing about the ACC is some of these places still – Tully Gym at Florida State still in existence. Now, it's been touched up and things like that. Memorial Gym, by the way, at Virginia, we had ACC Network volleyball from there. That's where Virginia's volleyball team still plays. So, yeah, I think some of that stuff is just really cool, the way it works out and, you know, the chances to go in those old places. And
how about, you know, given your Georgia Tech ties?
Oh, I love the old place.
The Thriller Dome was awesome.
You know,
wasn't
I never did a season in the old building. They renovated it for the Olympics my first year doing the games.
Oh, is that right?
I never went in the old building.
That's what I was going to ask you. Had you been in it before that?
No, I never went in the old building in Atlanta. I went in there the first time when I got the job. I went in there, interviewed for the job. I went in, and they had a plow in the middle of the arena where they were taking the seats out to renovate it for the Olympics for the boxing venue in Atlanta in 96. So I was able to go in there and see what the old building looked like. But the first year I did the games, they opened it in late January. By the way, beat Virginia bad in the first game back in the renovated Alexander Coliseum.
When I was at Clemson,
it's totally different. McCamish Pavilion is totally different.
When I was still at Clemson, I was doing the stage managing for the Jefferson Pilot Raycom games for Clemson and Georgia Tech games.
Yeah.
So making a trip from the 2-hour trip right down the Dixie Highway to Atlanta to the Thriller Dome, and Bobby Kermans had all those great teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just feel the vibe at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Now, you'd walk in there 3-4 hours early, and the band would be setting up, and you could just sense something cool was happening in this place, and man, it rocked.
Well,
it was such a great place.
Georgia Tech had to, when Georgia Tech came into the ACC, the football tradition of the 50s and 60s at Georgia Tech was well established, right? But it had tailed off a little bit in the 1970s, and you know this because you followed it from a Clemson perspective. They in the early 80s, they were still kind of finding their way a little bit, right? But in basketball, Wack Hyder had these unbelievable teams and things like that, but they had played in Alexander Coliseum where – to be honest with you, the lights were brutal.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
They had this
one little circular pattern of lights at the top of the building, and that was it.
But you know what, though, Wes? The lighting was awful, but it was your awful.
Oh, light. Yeah.
So, I mean,
Georgia and the sun on Saturday afternoons used to shine through.
I know. So great.
First ever win for Georgia Tech in the ACC. They beat Ralph Sampson in Virginia in Alexander Coliseum, and the sun was shining through the whole second half, and it was streaking across the floor. In Atlanta.
And I also remember when you would go to have the crew meal before the game, you'd walk across wherever you were set up for the television. You'd walk across the court through the tunnel, and the tunnel was like 8,000 feet straight up.
And
you kept walking. You didn't think you were in Atlanta anymore.
Yeah.
And you'd get to the end to a dead end, and all of a sudden you'd smell food, and you'd swallow whole, then you'd walk right back down and go do the game. It was such a great spot.
By the way, there are several Atlantic Coast Conference basketball coaches that when they finally renovated Alexander Coliseum to become McCamish Pavilion and they put locker rooms, so to speak, holding rooms for a better term, on the ground floor right behind the off the playing surface through a tunnel, that changed the game for some coaches. There were plenty of coaches in the last years before they renovated to become McCamish Pavilion pack that would have their – they would never take their team back up that tunnel.
It was the equivalent of going to a Duke football game today.
And going to the locker room.
And you'd go walk, I don't know, 1,000 yards to get to your locker room.
Yeah.
It was goofy. But it was Georgia Tech's cool deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were good. God, were they good.
Yeah.
Bobby Kremen's teams were so much fun to watch.
Yeah. They had it going on. But it's a great old building.
Mm-hmm.
And now the McCamish Pavilion is updated and it's on the same site. But It's a different deal altogether.
Yeah, different
engineering
vibe.
Marvel, because somehow or another they put an upper deck in there and kept the roof in there.
But the old lighting of the Thriller Dome was so bad. But,
yeah.
Man, Georgia Tech knew every inch of that court, and could they play? Price and those guys?
Yeah, but sunshine hitting across the floor.
So cool.
That was a hidden trick. Georgia Tech, by the way, for those of you that think Georgia Tech conspired to have a lot of noon games so they could get the sun, you're right.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, they knew the sun would come right through the portals and into the floor.
You know, and it's kind of like
you had to shoot into the sun in the second half.
It's kind of like the fog. Allen Fieldhouse gives you a little bit too. The light
gave you a lot more last night.
Lights and fights. I'm going to tell you something. That was an embarrassment
yes,
to college
it was.
Basketball last
yes,
night.
Yes, it was. Yep.
I mean, a team that's giving you investigations,
yeah.
coaches on tape paying people off,
yeah.
Snoop Dogg, stripper poles, and now fist fights. That's great. And that's – you know what? I hate saying that because it's one of my favorite places for a game.
Absolutely.
Right?
Love.
I mean, just,
I've been there one time, and I would put it up against anything.
No doubt about it. Their Allen Fieldhouse is spectacular, but that is pure garbage going on right now.
I agree.
In Lawrence.
Packer and Durham.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Real quick, here's what we were going to go with. We got sidetracked with Bruce talking about Fike Fieldhouse. Bless him. Cole Anthony on Twitter last night, 10 o'clock. It's a new way of news dissemination, Pack. I tell you, man, it's going to be more common than not.
So. Well, I'm just going to say this.
And yes,
I'm just going to get this off my chest, and I'll be done. And you can go wherever you want with it.
Okay.
Here's what I want to hear from Cole Anthony. When he's coming through the tunnel to do a layup drill.
Well,
right.
He says, tired of seeing all this talk. My mind's made up. Can't wait
too.
To get back on the court with my brothers.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing the talk, too. I'm just ready to see Cole Anthony play.
I'll
I don't need
you
a Twitter account. I don't need an IG. I don't need a...
The IG.
Whatever.
Listen to you hitting the IG.
Yeah, I don't need
that's good, Pat.
Pigeon coming in here dropping off a note. I just want to see him play.
That's good. Well, I think you're going to get to see it. Sounds that way.
Well, I don't want to sound it. I want to see it.
Well, it sounds like you're going to get to see it.
I don't need any more tweets. Cole, let's go, buddy.
Sounds like you're going to get to see it.
If you're in the mood tonight, strap it on and go.
I'm not sure it's tonight.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. So he's not going to play tonight. Miami Saturday, high noon. How about Monday night, NC State in Raleigh? That'd be about right, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be right because NC State fans would have a conspiracy theory that he did this on purpose just to come back and give us a headache. NC State fans, I had NC State fans yesterday even sending me notes. Emails
about
tweets.
Yeah.
Can you believe the officiating the Virginia game? I said, dude,
you won the game.
You guys won the game. What are y'all complaining about?
Right.
Enjoy the W. You're on a run.
Right.
Your team's playing great. You're getting healthy. Don't worry about conspiracy theories.
By the way, does Miami just hang around up there for a couple days rather than go back to Coral Gables?
Given the way they played last night, it might be good just to take a trip. Just to clear your head a little bit.
Go back to Coral Gables.
They were not very good. A
couple days of classes.
Let's
come back.
We're going to be transparent on the show.
Yeah, they were not very good.
That thing was 24-6 and over.
Yeah.
Last night. It was a Billy Packer over last night. And when Duke makes 9 3.5, that game is going to be over. If I was Miami, I'd go road trip somewhere. Just, you know, clear your head.
All right. So if Cole Anthony's ready to come back, let's take a straw poll. We'll get the boys involved in this morning.
Okay.
Are we saying Saturday at home against Miami? Monday night in Raleigh against NC State, or could it be next Saturday in Chapel Hill, February 1st, against Boston College? Pac, what say you? Hang on a second. Let's go to Josh Macri on the left, Drew Brooks on the right. Josh?
Those are my only options?
Those are your only options because we're going to assume that if he tweets that out, it's got to be Saturday, Monday, or next Saturday.
No, here's the last option. None of the above.
Thanks for stepping on our fill in the blank later, or over under rather.
Yeah, but I don't read those. I told you yesterday.
You've made that very clear, yeah.
What do you think? Saturday, Monday, or next Saturday? This Saturday, Miami.
If given one of those options, I'd say next Saturday, but I'm
next
not
Saturday,
fully committed
Boston
to
College.
That.
All right, Drew. What say you, Drew? Sometimes you tend to prospect things.
Never. I actually think Boston College makes a lot of sense because they play at Florida State on the 3rd and then versus Duke on the 8th, and he's going to want a game back before they play those two juggernauts.
By the way, what's the line on those games, Drew?
I don't. Do they make lines for games 3 weeks away?
No, but you would know.
No.
That's what's disturbing.
What do you think?
The fact that we're getting all this Cole Anthony on social media tells me he is closer than you think. And, you know, the original announcement was 4 to 6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure was.
And when the original information came out, we were going through the list thinking, well, it's probably the Pittsburgh, maybe the Georgia Tech, the Clemson game. Now, here we are a couple weeks after the fact. So I'm going to tell – my gut tells me he would not be on any kind of social media unless he realized he was very close.
Saturday is 6 weeks.
Let's go.
Well, let's say just less than 6 weeks. He had the procedure done on Monday after they elected the Saturday prior to hold him out.
You know what? I'm gonna go glass half filled and say Saturday.
Miami? Okay. I'm going to say Monday night in Raleigh.
You're doing that just to antagonize NC State fans, aren't you?
I'm just going to – because it would be so State Carolina if it's Monday night.
But I would
By the
say
way,
this.
Cole Anthony and Markel Johnson, be a good show.
Well, you're assuming again that Cole Anthony's at 100% and can play. I mean, just because he's back, I mean, how much can he really play? It's one thing to say, hey, I'm back and eligible to play. What kind of basketball shape are you in?
I understand.
Here's the other thing I tell NC State fans who are sitting here worrying now listening to the last 10 minutes of the show. Hey, have faith in your team, man. Have some confidence that you guys have it going on.
What did I tell you yesterday? It's time to focus on your team.
If you want nice
things. Don't revel in somebody else's demise.
That's it. If you want nice things.
Focus on your team.
You go do what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
NC State today is a better team than North Carolina.
Right.
Today.
Right.
So go do what you do.
When we throw accounting up on the wall on Mondays, revel in your team. Live in your team. Don't worry about where everybody else is.
Now, the glob is right behind
That's
you.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And we got a long way to go.
Yeah, we're just getting there. We're just getting halfway in the league.
Pack. We're not even halfway.
I know. We've got teams have played 8 conference games and 20s.
I mean, yeah. This is the old halfway point from like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. We're not even to the what used to be the halfway point, let alone the new halfway. It's crazy.
I like it. You know, I know coaches don't. I know coaches don't.
Oh, I know they're upset. Yeah.
They, you know, this is just an overload of really good games you got to play. But you know what? As a fan, hey, I would much rather watch these games this week than you see you say, hey, listen, we got the Austin Tech coming rolling in here. We're going to beat them 98-49. Yeah, I get nothing out of that game.
We got 6 weeks left of, I mean, consequential basketball.
Every night.
6 real weeks of eight. Remember the old days where, you know, somebody would stick in a non-conference game against the University of Northeast Directional State? Nope. Not anymore. No more shoving that one in on February 12th at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
And on something from a fan's perspective, I think it's great.
Yep.
Now, again, we're not getting paid 7 figures to be coaches, and your livelihood's at stake if you don't win and lose. I get that.
Right.
But, you know, our job is to be, hey, we're sitting on the couch watching games. I would much rather watch Clemson and Wake Forest play and Duke play Miami as opposed to those all 4 of those teams loading up on whatevers.
Yeah.
Right? Every night of the week, I'm in.
Real quick with the boys here. What home court do you guys – I mean, okay, now granted, I know Drew boxed out Mark Richt in Cameron, so he's already been to Cameron.
He didn't box him out. He was afraid to box him out.
Well, yeah, he didn't touch him, actually.
It was a whiff.
Josh went to Syracuse, so he's been to the Dome. Okay, you guys got an ACC bucket list. What place do y'all want to go to see a game? Or you think is the real home court advantage?
And Fike Fieldhouse doesn't count.
That's a great question. Duke was at the top of my list, but we crossed that off. They beat Colorado State. Actually, Louisville is next on my list, and then Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. See, Castle is, I'm telling you, Castle's sneaky, Mark, on that list. You're skeptical about
that. No, I'm not. It is a good spot.
What about you, Macri?
I have not had the pleasure of taking in a game at Cameron, so that by far is number one on the list.
Okay.
Don't sleep on Peterson Event Center, though.
I've been there, too. That place is tough when it's full.
We also want to go to Carmichael. Next time there's a game at Carmichael, we might just fly down there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mentioned it after Wofford rolled in there with a W. They've got to reschedule another game there. You have to. You can't You cannot end the North Carolina men's basketball program's run in Carmichael with an L to Wofford.
All I'm saying is I think you have to have, if you do this, and we're getting ready to talk to a guy at the top of the hour who coaches in one of the great historical buildings in this league's history.
That's right.
I mean, you go to Raleigh, you can go to PNC, that's fine. But you need to see Reynolds Coliseum, Carmichael Auditorium / Arena. You need to go by and see Memorial Gym at the University of Virginia, because you got to understand what those places, Willen Gym at Chapel Hill, those places hold the fiber of what we now know as ACC basketball.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
100% right.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.